I was a big fan of the blues for years and years and years. I didn't start out as a harmonica player, but at one point I laid my my trumpet down, and but I continued to follow the blues, and I was in this a car accident, and basically everything that I had going at the time stopped, and I had to find a reason to keep going. And I thought, you know what, this seems like the perfect time to start playing music again, and I think I'm going to play the harmonica.
How old were you when you were in the accident?
24, right before I turned 25.
And this has left you wheelchair bound.
Correct. I broke my back at L1, L2, broke a lot of other bones, but those were the ones that put me in the wheelchair.
I would think you must have entered a huge depression at that time.
Depression was part of it. I think I became a big ball of anger. Definitely, I was mad at myself. And then
why?
Because it was my fault. And quite frankly, this was the second time that I had done something like this to my family. 7 years prior to that, I had been involved in tossing my dad in the pool. It was all having fun, but he broke his neck and floated up totally paralyzed. So this 7 years later was kind of a heavy hit. So I was, I saw a lot of the changes that my dad had to experience in society during the 70s, and I was not pleased about that. I was really angry at myself, and I guess when I became a person with a disability, there was a lot of rebellion, a lot of anger, some depression.
And the harmonica helped ease you through it?
Yeah, music had always been a place where I could go and kind of be somewhere else. And as I said, I'd become a tremendous fan of the blues, and I really liked the vocal sound of the harmonica, the kind of moaning kind of thing. So yeah, I was attracted to that.
Now, was this all self-taught, or did you study with someone?
Kind of a combination of both. I haven't really studied with a harmonica player, but I've studied with a lot of piano players and guitar players over the years, studying music, because I'm playing an instrument. I need to know something about music.
So when did the connection and the passion for music kick in?
I knew I had a passion for music in college and then, you know, post-college, because it seemed like everything I was doing was built around chasing some musician that I wanted to follow or hear, or going to a place where the music was incredible. I lived in Austin, Texas for a bit and used to hear Stevie Ray Vaughan 3 or 4 times a week, and that was an incredible music scene in 1978. Music was really a part of my existence. I just hadn't gotten to the point that I had settled down my head enough, or my focus enough, or just been stopped enough to resume playing an instrument.
Coming up in May, you are embarking on a huge project. Tell us about The Wheel to Live.
Oh, I'm really excited about this, and this is something I've been wanting to do a long time. I've created this tour, this project, called Wheel to Live. Initially, it grew out of the idea of trying to promote my CD, Levitating, which I released in September of last year. And as I was thinking about how to do it, I thought, well, you know, okay, my CD, who cares, you know? And I thought, well, not really anybody. And then I thought about things that I've been trying to do over the years, and I've been very much involved in the disability rights movement, and I realized, I hadn't really thought about it, but suddenly I realized this was the 25th anniversary of ADA, and I thought, you know, this would be a really cool thing. I wanted to get back to my athletic roots, but I haven't been wanting to do a competition. I wanted to compete against myself, and then I wanted to bring the old school activists back to, you know, back to life, and put my music out there. So I was thinking about how that could happen, and I thought, why not roll from Atlanta to Savannah? And I thought, well, that could be a lot of fun. That could be challenging, and I could, you know, play concerts along the way. And I thought, this is great. I'm going to do this. And I went to one of these crowdfunding classes, and the woman sitting next to me goes, well, that sounds cool, but who cares? And once again, I thought, you know, you're right. And then she thought she needed to add something to it. And I thought, gosh, you're really right. It needs to be about something more than just, you know, saying, okay, 25th anniversary of ADA. So that's when I decided to add a charity component to it as well, and have partnered with a nonprofit organization called Whirlwind Wheelchairs out of Berkeley, California, and I'll be raising money to buy wheelchairs for people with disabilities who don't have access to a quality wheelchair.
Is it fair to say music saved your life?
Oh, absolutely. There were a lot of times when I definitely was very much into checking out and didn't really see a lot of reasons for hanging out in this realm. And but the whole idea of trying to learn to play just kept me going. And what's really cool, too, is in that process of trying to learn to play, people kept crossing my path. And it was almost like some sort of intervention. You can call it divine, but it was definitely some sort of intervention to keep me going. A little carrot saying, you know, life can be a beautiful thing if you keep going. Life truly can be a beautiful thing. And, but, you know, life's challenging. You have to make a living. And so I made a living at doing things that I didn't particularly feel passionate about. But on the side, I continued to study things that I felt passionate about, like my music and then acting. And then, you know, over time, I realized, wow, I really need to make a choice. And, you know, music's what makes me feel incredible. Music's what I'm supposed to do. So that's when I decided to dedicate myself to that. There were some chances there, but my wife was really supportive about me making that jump, and gosh, I really feel like the richest person in the world. I feel incredibly lucky, incredibly blessed. I'm doing what I love to do. I'm feeling passionate. And now with Wheel to Live, I feel like I'm combining a bigger purpose to my music, and to my existence.